Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rigged: How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections, is a political nonfiction book by journalist Molly Hemingway that examines the 2020 U.S. presidential election through a sharply conservative lens. The book argues that the outcome was shaped not only by ordinary campaign dynamics, but by a broader system involving media framing, technology company intervention, changes to election rules during the pandemic, and the influence of wealthy private donors. Hemingway presents the book as an investigation into how public trust in elections eroded, and why many Americans came to believe the process had been manipulated. Drawing on interviews and political reporting, the book is less a neutral chronology than a forceful argument about election administration, censorship, and institutional power. It is aimed at readers interested in election integrity, media bias, and the modern relationship between politics and digital platforms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames the 2020 election as a coordinated institutional power struggle. At the center of Rigged is the claim that the 2020 election was not simply decided by voter preference, but by a convergence of institutions that tilted the environment in favor of Democrats. Hemingway presents the media, big tech, and Democratic operatives as separate but overlapping forces that shaped how the election was understood and conducted. The argument matters because it widens the focus beyond ballot counting and asks readers to consider the conditions under which voters made their choices. In this view, public perception, information access, and election rules were all part of the contest. That makes the book a critique of system-level manipulation rather than a narrow fraud allegation. The result is a broad political thesis: Democratic outcomes can be influenced long before votes are counted when powerful actors control narrative, access, and procedure. Secondly, media framing and the Hunter Biden laptop episode are used to argue information asymmetry. A major thread in the book is the contention that major media outlets helped shape the election by deciding which stories deserved attention and which should be dismissed or delayed. Hemingway treats the handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story as a key example of this dynamic. The issue is not just whether one story was covered unfairly, but what happens when a major political narrative is filtered through partisan or risk-averse editorial decisions. In the book's logic, media institutions did not merely report events. They help determine what the public was allowed to know at a decisive moment. This creates an information asymmetry, where one candidate is protected from scandal, while the other is exposed to relentless negative framing. Even readers who disagree with Hemingway's conclusion can see that the book is making a broader claim about the power of legacy media to influence Democratic legitimacy by controlling attention, timing, and credibility. Thirdly, big tech is portrayed as an active participant in shaping political speech and visibility. Rigged argues that technology platforms became political actors rather than neutral conduits during the 2020 election. Hemingway emphasizes censorship, suppression of controversial reporting, and the broader ability of platforms to amplify or bury content at scale. The book sees this as especially consequential because digital platforms now function as central infrastructure for political communication. If a platform can limit the reach of certain stories or voices, it can affect not just conversation, but electoral perception itself. The book links this to concerns about viewpoint discrimination and the privatization of public discourse, suggesting that corporate moderation choices can have democratic consequences, comparable to formal state action. This topic is distinct from general media criticism because it focuses on platform governance, algorithmic power, and the modern dependence of politics on social networks. Hemingway's underlying concern is that voters cannot make informed decisions if major channels of information are selectively controlled by companies with political preferences or institutional incentives. Fourthly, election rule changes and pandemic-era voting shifts are treated as structural vulnerabilities. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on how the COVID-19 pandemic changed voting procedures and election administration. Hemingway argues that the emergency created conditions in which absentee voting, ballot handling, and oversight rules were loosened in ways that increased vulnerability to abuse or public suspicion. The point is not only that particular methods may have been controversial, but that rapid procedural change can undermine confidence even when it is legally authorized. Rigged uses this to explore the tension between access and security. Expanding convenience may help participation, but it can also reduce the visibility of safeguards that reassure voters. The book repeatedly returns to familiar integrity concerns, such as signature verification, absentee ballot limits, and ballot harvesting restrictions, because these are presented as mechanisms that preserve trust. This focus gives the book a policy dimension, since it does not stop at diagnosis but argues that election systems need clearer rules and stronger front-end protections. Lastly, private funding and election administration are presented as evidence of a blurred line between politics and governance. The book also highlights the role of private money in election administration, especially the influence of Mark Zuckerberg, backed grants, and related nonprofit efforts. Hemingway argues that this money did more than provide neutral civic support. It helped shape how election offices operated in key states, and potentially allowed partisan networks to gain influence inside administrative processes. This is an important topic because it shifts the discussion from campaign spending to the machinery of voting itself. When private donors help fund election infrastructure, the distinction between public administration and political advocacy can become unclear. Hemingway treats that blur as a democratic danger because election officials are supposed to manage contest impartially, not with outside strategic guidance from politically aligned actors. The broader implication is that elections can be compromised not only by manipulation at the ballot box, but by the capture or soft privatization of the institutions responsible for running them. That makes administrative neutrality one of the book's central concerns. In conclusion, Rigged is best suited for readers who want a strongly argued, conservative account of the 2020 election and the institutional forces surrounding it. It will be most useful to politically engaged readers, election law observers, media critics, and anyone trying to understand how distrust in elections develops and spreads. Even readers who disagree with Hemingway's conclusions can gain something from the book because it organizes a large set of controversies into a single, readable framework centered on media influence, platform power, pandemic-era rule changes, and election administration. What makes it stand out in its category is its scope. Rather than focusing only on ballot fraud claims or one scandal, it attempts to connect information control, civic trust, and procedural change into one explanatory model. That broader framing gives the book more analytical reach than a typical polemic, even though its tone is openly partisan. For readers seeking to understand the arguments driving post-2020 election skepticism, Rigged offers a clear example of how a political narrative is built around institutions, incentives, and public perception. If you would like to support Molly Hemingway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast descriptions. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.